the President of the United States.
We have allowed so many weasels to be elected.
So wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation, that's what I'm going to do.
Those weasels who deny American exceptionalism.
I believe in American exceptionalism.
Those weasels who are saying to our children in their schools that we need to conform, that we need to bow down to those foreign interests. They're saying to you and I that America is no longer the great shining light upon the hill. Let us send this message. No, no, no. We will not bow down. We will not conform. And we will not go away.
Now on KLZ, Freedom 560 with your host, Ken Clark.
I don't know if there's anything to talk about today. I just don't know what is happening out there. I got to tell you, it is one of those situations where you're trying to figure it out. So this is the best I can come up with so far. This was something I saw earlier, and it kind of reminds me of what's happening. So I'm just going to say this. Let me get this straight. I wasn't having an affair, so I immediately hired an investigator to interview the woman that I wasn't having an affair with so that we could get a recording of her denying the affair so that we could release it to the media after a woman that I was having an affair with admits in a news article that she was having an affair with me and explains in the article why she lied to the investigator in the recording. Okay. What am I talking about? There are several news articles out there today. The first one is in Politichicks, exclusive, under the covers with Colorado GOP, The Other Woman Tells All. This was written by Catherine Porter. Catherine Porter joins me on Freedom 560 right now. Catherine, what on earth is going on?
I don't know. I don't even know what to think anymore. This is craziness.
It is. This is upside down and backwards. Now, you did you wrote an article. You published it today. It came out about three hours ago, something like that. And then immediately Colorado Polls followed up with another article and some audio. And let's talk about your audio or your article. Let's talk about that specifically.
Okay. What do you want to know about it?
Well, let's just start at the beginning. Give a synopsis of it for my listeners so they know what it is we're talking about.
Okay. Well, what happened is the woman alleged to have the affair with Steve reached out to me. I had heard rumors about her, but she reached out to me, and she said that she was possibly interested in talking. So it took a few days for her to really come forward, and then we had an interview Sunday night. It was very last minute, and she shared her story with me.
Okay, and I've read this thing, and one of the things that I garnered from this whole thing is, you know, she did come forward. Did she give you a reason as to why?
She said, let me share with you before I share what she said. Let me share with you my impression.
Okay.
My impression of her, that she was really torn between two allegiances. She is a backer of Tom Tancredo, and she's also, friends with Steve, and according to her, possibly more. So she has these two strong allegiances, and she comes out and says, you know, Steve is lying, and I can't back that lie in public.
Okay. Okay. Now, here's I've read this story, and I've looked at your article, and I've kind of come to my own conclusions on this thing. And basically what I'm drawing, and I'm just going to cut to the chase real quick. She talks about the idea that she had talked to a quote unquote friend of Steve's who later turned out to be an investigator. Okay.
Right.
And so that was John Sampson, who was this
right.
supposed investigator. And I do
mm-hmm.
know John.
And so do I.
And he recorded this whole thing. And so basically she was lying to protect Steve when she was talking to John.
Right. And she didn't know at the time she was being recorded.
She didn't know she was being recorded.
No, she did not.
Okay, well, in the state of Colorado, that's perfectly legal. Only one
right.
of the parties on the phone needs to know. So there were no
right.
laws broken there. I want to make that perfectly clear. And so she didn't know she was being recorded.
Right. However, if she did, I don't think she would have done all the name dropping that she did in the audio.
Yeah, that that would make a lot of sense. Well, here's kind of how the situation's playing out. And so why would, you know, this, let me take a step back and let's go back to the beginning here. The allegations of infidelity, all of that started when Steve House came out with a press release and said that that is what these three individuals, Ketan Kredo, Kaufman, right. And Mazzell.
And I never would have written this story had he not come out and said those are false allegations of infidelity. He's the one that brought any allegations out into the public and made it open. This is not a story I was looking to chase down.
No, and this is, quite frankly, I don't think that this has anything to do with why those individuals would go to Steve House and ask him to resign his position at the GOP. It was Steve House himself that brought this into the public arena. It was Steve House himself that made this the issue. Am I wrong?
Well, here's what I think is the big story that I'm not hearing anybody talking about. The one thing that really caught my ear is when she said that it wasn't Ted that was the issue. You know, Ted Harvey I'm speaking of. So in that press release, he said, they're blackmailing me because I did not hire Ted Harvey. And here it comes out that Cynthia Kaufman did not want Ted Harvey hired in the first place. So it sounds like there's more than one lie in that statement, possibly.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine why anybody would be going to these lengths just because somebody didn't get a job. I don't buy that for a second.
Right. I think there is far more to this story. I suspect that there's going to be more coming out. I will be following it.
Yeah, and I don't buy for a second either that Cynthia Kaufman, Tom Tancredo, and Becky Mizell were trying to blackmail Steve House. I just don't believe that. And I know these people. I know them to be people of integrity. I don't think they were trying to blackmail Steve at all, because think about it this way. Steve's the one that came out with the allegations of the affair. Steve's the one that came out with the blackmail / extortions. Okay, now, according to what you have printed, all of a sudden, we know that maybe that's not true. So what else is Steve House lying about?
Well, that's the question. You know, who knows what's truth anymore? We need to get the facts out. You know, everybody's calling that we need to get this information out. Nobody wants to wait till the executive committee meeting on Friday. We need to get the facts out. I wish that more would come out before then.
Yeah,
we have the Western Conservative Summit coming on Friday. I would have hoped that Steve would have wanted this done and over with before we have national media coming in.
Well, and he did have the ability, and I do know that there were some issues with the call, the way it was done, and it was there were some deadlines missed, but he still had the ability to call a special executive committee meeting and didn't do it.
Right, and I know that some people had said, well, it would cause people to go into a meeting twice during the same week. But, you know, they can attend by phone. They don't have to be physically present.
Yeah. No, they don't. And they could have gotten this handled, but unfortunately they chose to drag it out. Now,
and you know, can I tell you something? What I think is even more interesting is that this audio of John Sampson and Jennifer Ney, it was leaked to the Colorado Polls. And the only people that had possession of that audio were in Steve House's camp.
Well, but you've got to see everything that has happened, and Colorado Polls has been leading the charge against Cynthia Kaufman and Tom Tancredo over and over and over again. So it is obvious that the House camp, if you want to call it that, has been leaking each and every bit of their ammunition to Colorado Polls. So they're using a left-wing media blog to get their side of the story out.
Right. I think that's disappointing.
Well,
you know, if you're going to leak it, why not at least go to the Denver Post or the Colorado Statesman? Why are you going to the polls?
Yeah, the only reason I can think of is because they know that Colorado Polls will print it the way they write it, or they want them to do it. Because let's face it, when you're going to put out salaciousness like blackmail and extortion, and sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that happened at all, because, well, you know, for full disclosure, I do know the woman in question here. I know her personally. She is a friend. We don't have any relationship beyond that. We are just friends. But I also know her to be credible. Okay? So I believe her story. I'm just going to lay that out there because I do know her. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say what I think was interesting, what you just said, is that they will print it because they will accept how it's written. So I'm thinking, whoa, hold the press. Are you just saying that someone from Steve House's team might have actually written that article for Colorado Polls? Did I hear you right?
I'm suggesting that that might, in fact, be the case. Yes, think about it. How long did it take after you printed your story and your story hit the internet this morning for the Colorado?
It was within a couple hours.
Yeah.
Within a couple hours.
Don't you think that was already prepared? I mean, doesn't that make sense?
When she told me that she had spoken with an investigator and denied the affair, I thought, oh, they've got a tape of it. That's going to come out immediately after the article. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, all you have to do is go to the Colorado Polls article itself and take a look at the detailed timeline, okay, because it is a very detailed timeline. You think maybe the House camp was prepared for this to happen? Do you think? Catherine?
You know, I am doing my best to stay neutral in this. I supported House when he ran for chair.
I helped get him elected.
And this is so hard for me to, be a part of. I don't like writing this. I don't like that this is happening.
Yeah, all right. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to have more with Catherine Porter. She is the author of the article that just came out in Politichicks. And again, the article is entitled... Wait a minute, got to find it. Exclusive, Under the Covers with Colorado GOP, Other Woman Tells All. We'll be right back right after this. And I'm back. This is Freedom 560. I am your host, Ken Clark. There is an awful lot happening out in Colorado today. And it started today with, well, no, it didn't start today, but today was a very interesting day. And so what happened was there was an article that was printed in Politichicks, and the headline is Exclusive, Under the Covers with Colorado GOP, The Other Woman Tells All. Now, the state chair of the Colorado GOP is the one and only Steve House, and there was a meeting that took place between Cynthia Kaufman, Tom Tancredo, and Becky Mizell talking about all kinds of things. I was not in the meeting, so I don't know exactly what happened. After the meeting, Steve House texted to Cynthia Kaufman that he would resign. Later, he then rescinded that resignation that he had texted to Cynthia Kaufman. Remember, Cynthia Kaufman is a top cop in Colorado. I think she knows better than to get herself in a situation where she's going to be blackmailing someone. I'm just not buying that allegation. So after that happened, it was posted on Facebook. All hell broke loose, so to speak. And then Steve House came out with a press release that talked about infidelity. That was the first time this had ever been mentioned. Catherine Porter is on the line with me right now. She is the author for Politichicks that did... post the article Under the Covers with the Colorado GOP. So did I pretty much sum that up pretty well?
Summed it up. Excellent.
Okay. So you've got to ask yourself this question. Steve would send a text message saying that he's going to resign and then rescind that resignation. Now, in your interview with Julie, did that ever come up? Did she say that Steve did call her?
She said after the meeting, Steve had called her.
Okay, and so obviously she was covering for Steve. Is that what we're to ascertain?
She came across as very protective of Steve. When I tried to elicit information about Steve's behavior, his characteristics, things that he might have done that would have been newsworthy, she was very, very slow to answer. She was very careful in building him up in her answers. She did not want to say anything bad about him at all.
All right. Very good. So, and she says herself that she was protecting him, right?
She said that she's a very loyal friend and she protects her friends. But I don't know if she would protect any friend the way she's protecting Steve.
Well, and that would explain...
If indeed that's what's happening.
Well, but that would explain the recording, right?
It would explain the recording.
And the fact that Steve called her right after that meeting would explain his flip-flop, number one. And then number two, when John Sampson called her to talk to her about this and recorded that conversation, that would explain why she took the position that she did.
Right. And the thing is, we're still all making assumptions here. So I'm looking forward to more information coming out.
Yeah, we are. We are. But, you know, she, in your article, you talk about, she explained that she came forward at this time for several reasons. She expressed concern about the number of people who have already knew her identity between the call which she denied the affair, ransom's texts, and learning that her name was being circulated at Republican functions. This is straight out of your article.
Okay, but we haven't talked about ransom's text messages.
All right.
So John Ransom is a new topic.
Okay.
He's a former Douglas County Republican Party chair. And right around the time that John Sampson had called Nay, and when she denied the affair to him, he texted her. She showed me those text messages from him, and they were very concerning to me because at first they were very polite, and then they reached a very aggressive tone. I said, Julie, did you feel intimidated by those? I mean, they were very aggressive, I thought.
Why do you suppose they got aggressive? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I mean, there's just so much out there that we still need to connect the dots. I think it's odd that she would have this call where she denied the affair, and then right at that time, that same time, John Ransom texts her and says, you know, talk to me, I'll keep it confidential, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, where does he come in this? How does he know? He's got a lot of contacts in Colorado, so someone told him about her.
Yeah, somebody did. And obviously somebody told John Sampson. Why would John Sampson call? And, you know, then to be astute enough, or, well, John Sampson is a pretty sharp guy, so it doesn't surprise me that he would record it. But the idea that your article came out and then immediately the Colorado Polls article comes out, and it's got a detailed timeline, okay? And this whole recording is 47 minutes and 32 seconds long, yet mm-hmm. in Colorado Polls, they've got... In the time it took for your article to hit and this one to be published, there wasn't time to get this kind, at least in my mind anyway, this kind of detail in an article like this, because they've got breakdowns at what time during the recording.
Absolutely. I think whoever fed them the audio had that already broken down for them.
Yeah, in my mind, it was written already. Now, who wrote it, we may never know, because, of course, Colorado Polls, because they're so forthcoming, they just put by Colorado Polls. So, but
right.
Obviously, this was leaked from the House camp, if you will, and obviously, they had details already ready. At least, that's the way it appears to me.
Yeah, that's the way it appears to me as well.
Yeah, so this whole thing has gotten even more convoluted, and I just keep going back to this point. There are two points, actually. Steve texted a message saying he was going to resign. Then he rescinded it. We know that a phone call was placed between Steve and Julie during that time, okay? Then we know that John Sampson called Julie, recorded that conversation. Today, when you come out with your article, immediately the rebuttal and the recording is there. Seems like this is to me, this is Clinton-esque. I remember living through the Clinton administration, and it was just over and over and over and over again, all this allegation deny. And at the end of the day, none of this started because of any infidelity. This started because of real issues, at least to the best of my knowledge. And I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see what comes out later this week. But these were real issues, and that were the real problems down at the GOP. It was Steve House that made this about infidelity. Nobody else.
Right. I really wish he hadn't have said that in his press release denying infidelity, because this would never have been a track anyone would have followed.
No, I don't think so. And what bothers me about this is that's what this whole thing is about now. I mean, I remember the Starr report, okay? I mean, the Clintons and their corruption is well-known and well-documented. But the Starr report came out and turned out to be all about Monica Lewinsky. And not that I, you know, and so now we're looking at this and going, okay, these are not the real issues. What are the real issues? Can we please get to those? And I know that Kaufman, Tancredo, and Mizell have been trying to wait until they could present their case to the executive committee and say, look, these are our issues. And I just, this is not that.
No, we need to get down to business and see what the real issues are. And yeah, that yet still needs to come out.
Yeah, it does. So do you have any idea what's going to be, there's obviously in situations like this, it is a matter of always waiting for the next shoe to drop. And I mean, I'm going back to the Clinton administration because it was like day after day after day. It was just one thing after another. And it looks to me like this is breaking that way as well.
Yeah, I that's what it looks like it's going to be, is a day-to-day thing. You know, yesterday I was waiting for the big nuclear bomb to hit that was out there, and nothing came. You know, and then my article came today, and then the rebuttal. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, and I find
it... Or later today, who knows?
Catherine, it's anybody's guess at this point. It is anybody's guess, but, you know, it bothers me that it has been reduced to this kind of thing, because I know, you know, and I know Julie, she is a good woman. She has got a great heart, and, you know, she is a true believer in the Constitution. You even put that in the article.
Well, that was a quote from her. She said that.
Yeah. 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 All right. All right, we're going to run to a break. Can you stay for one more segment, or
sure.
Do you got to run? All right, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Catherine Porter after this. And there are a lot of things. I'll tell you what, my text messages and my emails, everything else is lighting up like a Christmas tree. So we'll dive into some of those, too. And, yeah, so this, I have a feeling there's a lot more to be said about this. And so we're going to do that. Welcome back. This is Freedom 560. I am your host, Ken Clark. And what am I talking about today? Well, unfortunately, I'm talking about the Colorado GOP and the chairman of that, and Steve House. There was an article that was written in Politichicks. It's called Exclusive, Under the Covers with the Colorado GOP, Other Woman Tells All, to be followed up immediately by Colorado Polls and an audio that was released in their version of this whole thing. And I have on the line with me Catherine Porter. She is the author of the Politichicks article. Catherine, welcome back.
Thank you.
One thing I do want to talk about. And this, you know, and so that everybody is clear, there was a meeting between Steve House, Chris, Cynthia Kaufman, Becky Mizell, and Tom Tancredo. After that meeting, and I wasn't there, so I don't know what happened, but after that meeting, Steve House texted to Cynthia Kaufman that he would resign. Then later he rescinded that text and said, no, I'm not going to resign. Somewhere in there, he made a phone call to Julie Nye, and that is according to Julie Nye. And so we can only deduce what happened there. We don't really know. Okay. But I find it interesting. And so I think I'm pretty clear on that. Am I?
Yes.
All right. One thing that I have noticed, and this is something that I think people need to pay very close attention to. Steve House sent out a press release. He then talks about infidelity. He was the first one to ever bring this up publicly, okay? He was. He put that out in a press release. Since then, Colorado Polls, okay, has been talking over and over, and they have been putting out story after story after story, and every story gets a lot more salacious. Every story gets a lot more, dangerous, if you will, in that they're now, Colorado Polls is now saying blackmail. They're using words like blackmail, extortion. Their update is that Steve House has contacted the Denver District Attorney and the U.S. Attorney. Okay, they're talking about bringing in federal prosecutors, U.S. Attorney's Office. All this comes out of Colorado Polls. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty evident that all this is being leaked by the House camp. I mean, I have no reason to believe any differently. Colorado Polls would love to take down Cynthia Kaufman if they could. Okay. And let's face it, they're the ones that have been on the front cutting edge of this. And now when you've got this audio released, it's being released through Colorado Polls. I think that timeline makes sense. What do you think?
It makes sense. And like I said, the thing most troubling to me is that anyone from the Republican Party would use the Colorado Polls to put forth their message.
Nobody would. I mean, I battle Colorado Polls all the time. And, I mean, they come out after me, Randy, and Chris all the time. This is nothing new. And they will attack anybody on the right. I mean, God, they even attack Cory Gardner more than I do. And that's hard to do. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think Randy Corcoran's pretty close there.
Yeah. Well, he and I are you know, battling it out for the number one spot. And there, I don't want to go down that path. But, you know, and I mean, even today, Colorado Polls is suggesting, or no, they're basically saying it, blackmail. okay? And as far as they're concerned, that's what happened, and that's the end of the story. But nobody knows whether or not that has happened. That's only what the press releases have implied.
Right. Right, and no one knows what happened in that meeting except for those four individuals who were there.
Yeah, and I wasn't there, so I don't know. So.
And we still have yet to hear from three of those four on what happened there. So I think what's happening now is everybody reads Steve's statement, and because he's the first one out there, just assumes that what he's saying is true. And I think we need to take a little bit more measured approach and allow everyone to bring forth their story.
Well, I have a feeling that there's a lot more to come to this, come from this thing. But I can tell you that, you know, you can line it up this way. If, in fact, that Steve House is lying about this and he has used Colorado polls to try to get his side of the story out, this is not going to turn out well from him. It's just not.
No. You know, I got to tell you, I was thinking that the one person who is coming out of this smelling like roses, you want to know who that is?
Who?
Shauna Cohn. She's the one that everybody wanted gone, that he kept, and she left on her own due to pregnancy. And, you know, right now, everyone associated with him, you know, he's toxic. And she's out of there. So she made out. She's out of there.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine this.
and let me be clear. I have nothing against her. You know, I've heard good things about her and bad things about her. And so when I say she comes out smelling like roses, it's not to imply that she did anything wrong.
Right, right. Well, you know, and I think, you know, you've got to ask this question. And there was a post on Facebook earlier today, and I think this sums it up really well. And these are not my words. I'd love to take credit for them, but I did not come up with them. And it just simply says this. So let me get this straight. I wasn't having an affair, so I immediately hired an investigator to interview the woman that I wasn't having an affair with so that we could get a recording of her denying the affair so we could release it to the media after the woman that I was having an affair with admits in a news article that she was having an affair with me and explains in the article why she lied to the investigator in the recording. Okay, I get it. Yeah, that's as convoluted as it comes.
You know, and in a sense, it gives her, you know, some credibility that, you know, it jives with her protecting Steve. Who sends an investigator to investigate a woman he didn't have an affair with? I mean, that just seems odd to me. That was a big red flag when she said that. I'm like, what? What? So, yeah, that is very, very strange.
Yeah, and it just, you know, I go back because, you know, the master himself, Bill Clinton, I mean, every time he would deny it, I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Then we find out later that he did. I mean, how many people, and here's one thing that I think is a very serious question. If this is in fact true, okay, if it is in fact true, then you've got to ask yourself this question. At what lengths is the chairman of the Colorado GOP willing to go to protect himself? I mean, we know what lengths Bill Clinton was willing to go to. So what lengths is this chairman willing to go to? Now, that's, of course, assuming that it was true. But you did the article. You did the interview. What say you? Do you buy it? Do you think Julie has credibility?
She came across as someone speaking from the heart. I believe that she still has feelings for him, even though she was trying to deny it. You know, I think that she has a strong case.
Yeah, I do too. And I think there's more to come. I really do. And unfortunately, this is just getting started, you know, and that is as these situations always go. I mean, and make no mistake, I had a lot to do. I was very much on the House campaign getting him elected because there wasn't a whole lot I wouldn't have done to remove Ryan Call. Okay.
Right. And, you know, let me tell you about a little conversation I had with Steve when he was running. I said to him, you know, just because your name isn't Ryan Call doesn't mean I'm not going to hold you accountable. And he said to me, I welcome you to hold me accountable. I am all about transparency and accountability. So please do. And in writing this article, I tell myself, you know, I am only doing what he told me to do. I am holding him accountable.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and we would hold anyone accountable. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm a Republican. I'm a registered Republican. Who out there takes on Republicans more than I do, except for Randy, of course? you know, and Chris, of course, but nobody. I mean, I've led the charge on that over and over again. When they float bills I don't like, I'm the first one to call them out. I'll call them out to their face and on the air. I'll do what I can to stop bills that they have floated, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we hold everyone accountable, but it's especially true with the Republican Party. Now, because I did have a, I was a big supporter of Steve House in the election, to me, this is almost personal. I want to know the truth. I want to know exactly what's going on, because if we need to, you know, get rid of the current administration, then we need to do it now. And there is a reason, and that's because we have got to focus on 2016. Make
Absolutely.
No mistake. This is about the 2016 electoral season. We have got to win back the House of Representatives in the state of Colorado, and we need to hold on to the Senate. This is a distraction. But you know what, Catherine? I think you'll agree with me. Ultimately, this is going to go away.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it will, just like everything else. And then maybe mm-hmm. we can get to work on the real issues in Colorado, which are taking back the House of Representatives from the progressive stronghold that has corrupted this state. And you're
right. And to get there, we need people with integrity leading us. And that's the big question here. You know, where is the integrity?
Yeah, yeah. And I guess we're going to have to wait to see what shoe drops next. But, you know, I just find it interesting that immediately, right after Steve comes out with his press release, and he was the one that brought up infidelity, that he has an investigator called Julie and they get all that recorded. Well, that's neat, nice, and convenient, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they had that ready to go.
Yeah, and I think that whole, it sounds planned to me, Catherine. It just does. And it sounds like they knew that this was going to come, and they wanted to make sure that they had their ammo ready to fire when today happened. That's what it sounds like to me.
Sounds like that to me, too.
All right, so do you have anything, can you tease me? Do you have anything on the back burner coming up next?
Well, we will see. I do have a couple things, but I'm going to let it be a surprise.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. Tell my listeners where they can go read your works and read what the stuff you have written. Where can they go find the article that you've written now?
Just go to politichicks.com.
All right, politichicks.com. I'm going to give you the last word in this whole mess. So just tell my listeners what you think they need to hear.
I think at this point, whether Steve is guilty or innocent, of all the allegations, I find it that he will have a hard time leading in the future. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from here.
Yeah, it will. And I'm still trying to look at the spectacle that Friday may bring, because there is an executive committee meeting for the Colorado GOP scheduled for Friday.
And the Western Conservative Summit. We have presidential candidates coming in, don't we?
Yeah, pretty much all of them. So you can bet every major news outlet nationwide is going to be here as well. And so if this, wow, I can't. Can you imagine, Catherine? I mean, wow, this is really setting itself up to be quite the spectacle.
Yeah, and I think that's why it was so important to have that special meeting called before Friday. So this could all have been taken care of before the national media came in.
Yeah, and Steve House did have the ability to call that meeting if he so chose, right?
Right.
But he didn't do it.
Correct.
Yeah, and I do understand that there were issues with that call. There were some time. I don't understand.
But even with the issues, I believe he still could have called that meeting.
That's my understanding, too. So the question remains, why didn't he just get this over and done with immediately?
That's the question. One of them, anyway.
All right. Thank you for joining me today, Catherine. I really appreciate it. In the next segment, I am going to take calls from my listeners. If they want to call in, 303-477-5600. At 2 o'clock, I need to talk about what happened in the Senate today. I'm not going to spend all day on this. Obviously, there is news breaking all over the place. I will take your calls in the 2 o'clock hour if you do want to chime into this. Again, 303-477-5600. But the Senate in Washington, D.C., just threw us under the bus. They just cleared the way for fast-track trade authority for this president. This was the Republicans. God, it's getting hard to be a Republican these days. They cleared the way, and so we have got to dive into that, because that is a bad, bad deal. But I'll take your calls, and I'm going to have some more analysis on this right after this. Tuesday was a good day for me. Welcome back. This is Freedom 560. I am your host, Ken Clark. I've been receiving some interesting text messages during the break, and one of which is one that I find very interesting, because I had talked about, and Catherine and I had talked about, the idea that there was a call that was put together by people on the executive committee asking for an emergency meeting. And it was my understanding that there, I don't know the bylaws, so I can't really speak to this with a whole heck of a lot of authority, but it was my understanding originally that one of the call went out a day late or something like that. And so that there was no real way to have this meeting that was supposed to have taken place on Monday. Chairman House could have called that meeting anyway if he'd chosen to, but I did receive a text message that said there was no issue with the call. There was no timing issue with the call. Now, I do know this. According to the bylaws, if the call is made, and let's say everything goes perfectly, the chairman does have the ability to deny that meeting taking place. Okay, he does have the ability to deny whether or not he wants to have that meeting. So he does have that authority. That's perfectly within his rights. He's not doing anything wrong by denying to have that meeting. However, if you do, in fact, want to get this situation out of the way long before salaciousness happens, like what is happening today with the Politichicks article, with the Colorado polls, crap that keeps coming out. And I'm sorry, I'm just not buying the Colorado poll stuff, because the language and the verbiage they are using is just out there. And to me, that looks like intimidation tactics. It looks like intimidation tactics trying to keep somebody like Julie Nye quiet, or back down Cynthia Kaufman and Tom Tancredo. That's to me what this looks like. Okay? I mean, it just does. And using Colorado polls, knowing they have no limits as to what they will put out there, makes perfect sense, because you're not going to use a conservative news site. We'll actually fact check, and we know that Colorado polls doesn't. But the idea that this thing hits so fast after the fact means you have to scratch your head and wonder why. How did this happen? Were they ready for it? Obviously, they were. Okay. But according to the text messages that I'm getting, there was no issue with the timing of that call. So that means only one thing. Chairman House did not want to have the meeting with the executive committee. He didn't. Evidently, he wants this thing to perpetuate the way it is. Obviously, he wanted the allegations of infidelity out in the public, because he's the one that put them there. Why? You got to ask yourself that question. Why? Why would he do it? If this is in fact true, this is not going to work out well for Steve House. It is not. Okay? Based on what we've got going on right now, we've got, you know, wow, I don't even know what to make of it. But, I mean, think about it. And, again, I'm going to go back to that post that I saw earlier on Facebook, because I think that pretty much sums this up extremely well. So I'm going to read it for the third time. So let me get this straight. I wasn't having an affair, so I immediately hired an investigator to interview the woman that I wasn't having an affair with, so that we could get a recording of her denying the affair, so that we could release it to the media after the woman I was having an affair with admits in a news article that she was having an affair with me and explains in the article why she lied to the investigator in the recording. Does that sound convoluted? But that, to me, sums it up pretty well. That sums it up pretty well. And I have a feeling that we're going to find out ultimately what the truth is. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And in the meantime, there's allegations out there all over the place. I mean, the House camp's got their attack dogs out there screaming everything all over the place. And I got to tell you, if this does turn out to be true, they're going to be looking pretty silly. They are going to be looking pretty silly. Now, if it turns out to be false, the other side's going to be looking pretty silly. So you've got those camps out there. One side is telling the truth. One side is telling the truth. Which side is that? Which side is that? I think ultimately we'll figure it out. But I mean, I just, when you take a look at this thing and you put together the timelines, To me, it's pretty simple. To me, you can figure it out pretty quick. And again, I was a student and a political activist during the Clinton years. I was heavily involved in politics during the presidential campaign with Bush 43 and Al Gore. I remember the hanging Chad fiasco. I remember all of it. I mean, I was very, very heavily involved in high-level politics back then. Okay, and I remember all this. I mean, every Friday afternoon, there was another document dumped by the Clinton administration. Okay, I mean, if you really want this stuff to be taken care of, you should have just allowed the meeting to take place on Monday. And I am speaking to you, Chairman House. You should have let that happen. You should have done it then. It could have been done quietly behind closed doors. And then, you know, we'd see what happens. We would see what happens. But no, that's not the way this happened. That's not the way this came out. So I guess until it's interesting, but yeah, one side or the other is going to be looking pretty dumb by the time all this is over. I can't wait to see the way this thing unfolds. And you know what really bothers me? Well, I guess if we're going to have this conversation, we're going to have this kind of scandal. I guess I would prefer to have it now as opposed to a year from now, because if something like this would have happened during the general election in 2016, then yeah, we'd have a major problem. I think the party as a whole would be in big, big trouble. And so, yeah, but evidently the call went out Wednesday night, and he could have sent out a call at 10 a.m. Thursday with plenty of time for the requested 10 a.m. Monday morning meeting. Okay, so there you have it. There you have it. So if that, in fact, is the case, then, you know, Chairman House, you should have just had the meeting. Could have avoided a lot of this pain. So there you have it. I don't know what else to say about this. So I guess moving into the next segment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the fact that the Senate today cleared the way for fast-track trade authority for President Obama, and it looks like the TPP is, in fact, going to happen. So these are our Republicans. Ask yourself where Cory Gardner came down on this. Did he vote for it? Yeah. Unfortunately, he did. I don't even have to go to the websites to find out. I don't even have to check. I know for a fact he did. That is a major disappointment. But ask yourself this question as well. They had to do this starting in the House of Representatives. Paul Ryan used Pelosi tactics to get this bill pushed through. Okay? She did the exact same thing for the Fast Track Trade Authority that Nancy Pelosi did when they were doing Obamacare. And it's very, very disappointing. And so now Mitch McConnell, hell-bent on giving President Obama the ability to sell out the United States of America, seems to me they have done just that. I am going to have details. There's a lot more going on than just this. I think I've said all I can about what's going on with the Colorado GOP. I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot else to say. If you do want to chime in, I will take your calls, 303-477-5600. But I have a feeling this ain't over. I think there's going to be a lot more coming on this, and we're just going to have to wait and see what breaks next. So until that time, I'm going to kick back, pop some popcorn, and watch. It's going to be entertaining. I'll be right back right after this.